Two more burglary calls to call.
Guy still looking for Camaro.
No capital. Let's kiss in the air. I'll take back all this terrible thing that's said about you to my friends. And friends. What do poets know of capital anyway? It's exhilarating, the daily life of money, as it shifts and deliberates like Frank O'Hara buying gifts in a haze of cosmopolitan third worldism en route to a weekend out of town, yet so affectless this becomes itself a signature affect. Via the artifice of the Dow Jones, you often appear to be in New York. But I suspect that if consciousness is a story, you are more like a narrative structure. Instead of the NASDAQ and the FTSE and the Nikkei Index, cannot be said to happen any more than the sentence happens. Is that a feeling? With true feelings, you are everywhere at once. That's Neoplatonism for you, a simple imminence, but either way, the road leads to St. Augustine. Don't get me started. Nice city. Good job. It must be hard to hold the things of the world in order while studiously skirting the question whether you are a thing yourself. I can imagine the anxiety this causes, but capital, don't you ever lie on the couch, near the coffee, in the late morning, reading for the second, third time one of the magazines you picked up in one of your supermarkets in California, until you come to the photo of Britney Spears and flip-flops and drag, you know, sort of like Googling yourself. Could poets ever hate idealism as much as you do? No ideas but in money. Thus, your sweetness. The portability and persistence of ideas that have given us so much pleasure, a move as pleasure must move, through the gold integument of this life, over to be forms content. Capital, on behalf of myself and all my friends, I want to apologize for, you know, 1917. And hope we can put that behind us. And do whatever it takes to feel joined to everyone else in this town and distant cities. Every person in the system that is at this time and in this space of the world.